I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Calvin. So you heard me mention in the announcements that Easter in the church lasts for 50 days and not just one day. Have you heard that before, or is that kind of new information? No? Well, I have a calendar here. We keep this in the sacristy, and it's actually a church season's calendar. So this calendar, what do calendars usually go by? What does each page represent?
Monday to Friday.
So Monday to Friday, that's a week, absolutely. And typically calendars have months. So January, February, March, April, May. Well, this calendar, because it's a church seasons calendar, it goes by the church seasons. So this page is Advent for 4 weeks, because there are four Sundays in Advent. This is Christmas. It only has 12 days, because the season of Christmas in the church lasts for 12 days. And then it has Epiphany, which has several weeks. Lent, which has 40 days. Holy Week, 7 days. And then, ta-da-da-da, Easter. And so this Easter page has all 50 days of Easter tied on here. So in the church, we have a different calendar because we have a different story to tell. And the story that we tell in the church is the story of Jesus' life, the story of God's love, which includes Lent as we prepare for the death of Jesus, and then Easter as we celebrate the resurrection. I think it's important that there are 50 days of Easter because the resurrection is such a big event that we need more than one day to celebrate it. And so these 50 days give us more time to think about Jesus' resurrection and to think about what it might mean for us and for how we live our lives. Yes, Calvin?
Question. So if Easter technically lasts 50 days, then why are all Easter celebrations just on Easter and they'll continue through?
That's a really good question. So Calvin says, if Easter is 50 days, then why are most celebrations just one day? And why does everything just happen on that one Sunday? So Easter Sunday is the actual day of the resurrection, and so many of the celebrations are kind of focused on that day. I don't really know why the reason is that the church got away from really focusing the celebration on all 50 days, but all 50 days are intended to be really celebratory and to help us focus on the resurrection and think more about it. That's a really good question. I just don't quite know the answer. Any other questions?
No?
Well, will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for the good news that Jesus has defeated death. Help us to celebrate this for 50 days and think about what it means for how we are to live. We love you, God. Amen. All right, you may go to Children's Church with Jane and Calvin.